Sounds like there might be some renewed interest when it comes to our exports. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. David Erickson joins us today. He is with Ag Optimist as we look at this market and kind of talk about these export opportunities. What are you seeing out there and kind of what has been the chatter as of late?
Yeah, you know, as of late, the export sales have been a little slow, but I think that it's there's a number of reasons for that. Obviously, South America has a bountiful crop that they are bringing in and, you know, trying to get pushed out the door as fast as they can. And then also, I think there was a lot of buying interest early, you know, prior to the Trump administration kind of taking over. And so I think a lot of people kind of bought ahead for their needs overall. But we are starting to see some new sales that start to trickle in. For example, there was a sale of 124,000 million metric tons of corn for delivery to unknown. And, you know, we're starting to see a few more of those sales come across the wire as we move forward. And we will have to see how that plays out, if that continues as the crop tour is going on right now, and the USDA put out their big yield last week, which made a really big jump. So it's going to be, we have a pretty good idea of what we think the supply is going to be. So now we just have to ask ourselves, what is the demand going to be?
So you look at that, and I mean, I know that there's a lot of waiting for China. The stuff workings with India is not going as well as many would like to have seen. And then we've got the talks between Russia and Ukraine and the U.S. kind of being in the middle. There's a lot of factors that continue to feed into what we see on these export potentials.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of balls in the air, as I would say, and we'll just have to kind of keep an eye on how things develop. And with the current administration being as aggressive as they are with these trade deals and trying to make them, and then as you kind of alluded to as well, the next thing that we need to pay attention to is, are these countries keeping their promises, or are we, you know, holding to these trade deals that are starting to be established? And that's going to be the big outlier, and that's why I've said for the longest time, this is going to be a long game solution, and we can't necessarily focus on what's happening in the right here and now and see how things develop down the road. And it will probably be more after this administration before we start to see some of those results.
Very good point. You also mentioned earlier about the crop tour that's underway right now, and I'm just looking at a post from a friend of mine who is on, and they're in Lincoln County, South Dakota, where they said 145 bushels to the acre, but some southern rust noted. And you're also hearing some things happening out of the eastern corn belt, so no surprise, social media is going to play a little play in our market watch this week as well.
Yeah, I mean, the Pro Farmer Crop Tour, I think it's a wonderful thing, and there's a lot of people that go out there and really get kind of a boots on the ground type of feel to it. But, you know, at the end of the day, we'll see where they end up coming in. But so far, Ag Twitter will definitely be very, very active as we progress through the week. And yeah, we are seeing some, you know, different issues, whether it be southern rust or tip back or what have you. And, you know, it looks like things in the eastern corn belt, as they kind of come from the east and move west, or move from the west and come east, aren't as spiffy as what we thought. And I'm kind of seeing that all across the map so far, but perhaps as they move to the middle, they'll get a little better. But yeah, it's gonna take a lot of areas to be at a, you know, at really high yields or, you know, perfect growing conditions to get to the target that the USDA laid out last week.
Midday box beef definitely took another jump. Demand continues to be strong for beef. How do you see this all playing out for the week?
The demand has been pretty strong and overall, and how this plays out is a question that, you know, we're going to have to wait and see. But I'm starting to see some things and kind of hear some things that suggest that the demand is going to slow up. But there again, kind of like with the trade situation, it's going to be kind of in a wait and see mode. But I still think that at some point in time, and I've been saying this for a while, so I've been wrong for a while, but at some point in time in the near future, we're going to see the consumer start to push back a little bit at the meat counter. Because, you know, also to bring Twitter back into the hemisphere, I'm starting to see more and more people kind of complaining about the price of beef at the meat counter. And that suggests to me and it's not like that's a new thing, that the price of meat is higher. That suggests to me that the consumer is starting to run out of money, or they don't want to put any more on a credit card, or whatever the situation is given. But, you know, starting to see more and more of that. So we'll have to keep an eye on that as that progresses. And, you know, at some point in time, I think we will see a shift to some cheaper proteins, but I don't know when that is for sure.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. It's David Erickson with Ag Optimist. Quick reminder to everybody, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. That's a Monday version of the Market Wrap-Up right here on the American Ag Network.